The city of Bloomington is still taking public comment on its plans for a tech park. Although much of the design is finished and there are already plans for at least two companies to build in the park, the city held a public input event last night at the atrium of City Hall. The public could view drawings of the plans for the park and fill out questionnaires with comments. Mayor John Hamilton says there are still some details to be decided.
There are a lot of decisions that will be made kind of at the level of streetscape and kind of style of whether it's, you know, benches or colors or some of the features like light poles and others that we've got ideas about, but welcome suggestions. Public art, there's going to be a lot of space for public art.
The tech park is intended to encourage the development of a tech industry in Bloomington. The park has drawn increased community attention in recent weeks, partly because of a campaign to oppose its development. The Bloomington Solidarity Network held a forum earlier this month to organize opposition to the tech park, which the network expects will increase housing costs nearby. The park is to be located just east of some of Bloomington's most low-cost housing, in the Maple Heights and Pigeon Hill neighborhoods. Last night, Mayor Hamilton said he'd not been in contact with the Solidarity Network, but he acknowledged the project could affect nearby housing.
This is a very expensive city, as you know, for housing, and it's one of my first priorities is to implement a strategy that helps support affordable housing throughout the city. If you have development in an area, whether it's a new park or new jobs or a new school or anything like that, it will affect housing prices, and it's absolutely a big concern to make sure, you know, we need a citywide solution that helps create affordability scattered throughout the city in all kinds of different income ranges.
Despite those concerns, Hamilton said he does expect the tech park to be a, quote, economic engine, producing local jobs with varying wages. One of the chief concerns of the Solidarity Network has been that low-income residents living near the proposed park will not qualify for jobs there. During a forum on January 7th, Solidarity Network organizer Adam Scouten said he expects the project will benefit well-educated and relatively wealthy residents. Scouten and other network members pointed to cities like San Francisco, where tech development has led to gentrification.
We want to cut across this narrative that growth of corporations, increase in profits, is good for everybody, because it's not. It's the opposite. We don't subscribe to neoliberal trickle-down economics that says the more money in the people at the top's pockets means more money for everybody. We know that's not the case.
A second Tech Park open house event is scheduled for next Monday, February 6th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the City Hall atrium.